You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
A passage from Genesis chapter 12 on the theme of covenant. Now the Lord said to Abram, "Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you, and I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and him who curses you I will curse, and by you all the families of the earth shall bless themselves." So Abram went as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. And Abram took Sarai, his wife, and Lot, his brother's son, and all their possessions which they had gathered, and the persons that they had gotten in Haran, and they set forth to go to the land of Canaan. When they had come to the land of Canaan, Abram passed through the land to the place at Shechem, to the oak of Moreh. At that time, the Canaanites were in the land. Then the Lord appeared to Abram and said, "To your descendants I will give this land." So he built there an altar to the Lord who had appeared to him. It's a beautiful beginning of the story of the man we probably more commonly know as Abraham. But this is the beginning of his story with God. It starts with a journey. The Lord says to Abram, "Go from your country, your kindred, and your father's house." He's supposed to leave everything that he has known, everyone whom he knows, and those closest to him, his nuclear family, probably his very identity, and he's to go to something that will be shown to him. It's not something that he already knows. But in that call, there's also a promise. God says to him that he will make of him a great nation, that he will be blessed, and that his name will be great, so that he will be a blessing. I recently read a book on some of these texts by the former chief rabbi of England, Jonathan Sacks. And commenting on the figure of Abram, he says that the Torah's presentation of him doesn't fit a conventional image of a religious hero. He contrasts him to Noah, the survivor of a world hastening to destruction, and someone who brought a new world order. And he says that Abram is not like that. He says that he's not like Moses, who is a lawgiver and a great liberator. Again, Abram is not like that. He contrasts him to the later prophets, men who spend their lives confronting kings, wrestling with contemporaries, and speaking truth to power. He says that Abram is not like that. Instead, the scripture presents Abram to us as ordinary, a man with a wife, a man with a family, a man with an identity in his own land, but someone called by God and given a special promise and relationship to God in a new covenant. Someone whose life will be identified by his answer to God's call. As men and women called by God to answer his call, what do our lives say about us?
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.